Hi, hello. I am Morgan, and I'm making a podcast just cause. And I filmed this intro too many times, but I just keep deleting them because they're really bad. So basically, I am a child, and I'm just at home doing this. So I'm not the best at podcasts. This is actually like my first time really doing a podcast. I mean, I started this morning. I tried, and I actually like did a few things, and I didn't actually think I was going to publish them. I was kind of doing them as a joke in a way. And then I was like, maybe I should publish them because I don't know why. I just feel like it. And I talk a lot. And I realized that for some of them, I just talked way too long. And no one's going to sit through it and listen to my whole thing. So I decided to restart. And yeah, that's what I'm doing now. So, just an FYI, I repeat things all the time. I constantly repeat what I'm saying, and I don't even realize it. I miss say. See, I'm doing this right now. I miss say. I say words incorrectly sometimes, and yeah, I am first starting out, you know, not the best at this, kind of just randomly saying random words and putting them out into the world for everyone to hear. I'm just a child. Randomly doing things because I am bored. So let me tell you what these podcasts are probably going to be about. I'm probably going to do like maybe when I'm sick of these podcasts, I'm going to delete them all and like do a whole new thing, you know? Because right now what I am doing, like for this podcast series thing, if I actually do them, I am basically writing fan fiction for the Netflix show. What am I saying? For the Netflix show Stranger Things. And just to warn you, throughout this, I'm probably going to spoil some things, and it's going to be about season 3, so if you have not watched it yet, you probably shouldn't listen to this. Maybe go watch it and then come back. It's really good, just saying. And yeah, I loved it. And I've loved Stranger Things from season 1, and I've been a big fan. And yeah, I was wanting to write, I wanted to write fan fiction, and I have this app, let me, I don't know how to say it. When I was first recording this, I was having so much trouble trying to pronounce it. And, okay, wait, where is it? I know I deleted it, and then I got it back, and then I was like, I thought I deleted it again. It's Wattpad. What? I always think of it, like when I look at it, I always think of it as Wattpad, but it's Wattpad. So that I don't know how to pronounce that. I love this app because I can read a bunch of fan fiction. I love reading fan fiction because I am not the best reader, to be honest, and writer. Yeah, I'm not the best. And just saying this, I actually have dyslexia, so it's hard for me in like reading and writing stuff. But something that I'm really actually happy about it is it makes me super creative. And also, I have ADHD as well. So those things actually, people with those, like, things, I don't know, they typically are more creative. And, I think that's where, not to brag or anything, I think I have quite a lot of creativity. And I like to write stories, and I'm not that good at them, writing stories, but, you know, I love to write stories. And I love to read fan fiction, which is really, really helpful for me because that makes me better at reader. Oh, my goodness. That makes me better at reading and a stronger reader. Wait. I don't know. So, yeah, I'm in love with this app because I love to read stories that I'm interested in, you know? 'Cause for me, picking out a book is really hard. And when I get to read books that I'm really interested about, or, like, read things that I'm really interested about, like, on this app, like, I can find fan fiction about anything, you know? So, it's really great that I can read things that I am really interested in, you know? When, for books, it's harder for me to, like, find a good one that I really like. And, yeah, I love this book. Ugh, app. And, I was, like, I kind of want to make my own story, you know? And I did not know what to write about. And I didn't just finish it not too long ago, but somewhere around, you know, this time, I finished Stranger Things season 3, and I was like, oh my goodness, I should write a Stranger Things fan fiction thing. And I was like, what do I write about? Now, thank you. I'm just saying thank you to my sister for helping me with the idea, because I was, you know, I was like, what should the fan fiction be, like, what should my Stranger Things fan fiction be about, you know? She's like, I don't know. And I was like, oh my God, Eleven is actually gay, like, as a joke. And then my sister was like, oh yeah, that's a good idea. And I'm like, wait, what? I was just joking. She's like, oh, well, you can, with fan fiction, you can write any, you can write about anything, you know? And I was like, oh. So I thought about it for a little bit, and I was like, you know what would be really cute? So you know how Elle and Max get to be really close friends in season 3. Well, I was like, what if they started to like each other, you know? And I was like, that would be pretty cool, you know? So I kind of make my own little story about them liking each other. And, you know, I don't really know. It was just a random idea. And, you know, you always have to start somewhere. So this is probably going to be really bad. But, you know, you live and you learn. So, yeah, that's basically my intro. Sorry for it being 9 minutes long. As you can tell, I talk a lot and I repeat everything. So that is my intro. And, yeah, thank you so much for listening, and I'm sorry if you are, because I'm not really that interesting. All right, thank you for listening. Wait, I already said that. Dang it. Now I don't know how to just say bye and end it. I'll just say it again. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.